Hey guys, I know it's been a minute, but I'm back. What can I say? Life be life. And okay, and I'm gonna, you know, just kind of give you guys a quick fill in or whatever. And yeah, we're just gonna talk. So y'all, let's get into it. Let's get into this intro first, please.
Welcome to another episode of Conversations with Miss Marcy.
Hey guys, it's me, Miss Marcy. Yes, I know it's been such a long time, and I know. You know, thank you so much for tuning in. You're tuning in to another episode of Conversation with Miss Marcy. I am Miss Marcy. And for those of you who continue to support this podcast, thank you so much. And for those of you who just tuned in, welcome. If this is your first time listening, welcome. Y'all, I feel like I'm so rusty because I feel like I've been gone for a minute. Oh, it's been a... You know, it's just, I haven't did a podcast since, what, August or July, maybe, or something like that. Well, anyway, I'm here. I'm here today. It's a new day. It's a beautiful day outside. Literally, I just came from walking, and I decided to jump on here real quick, real fast, and in a hurry. You know, it's just, you know, it's been so much going on. I really will say I had a great summer. I did. I had a wonderful summer. Got out way more than I did last summer, because last summer I ain't do shit, I ain't gonna lie. I just showed houses and stuff, and I just kind of, you know, was really doing my thing with stuff and stuff. But you know, I didn't do shit because, you know, because of COVID and all that crap. But this summer I was just like, you know what, fuck it, I'm just gonna try to stay safe as fuck and do what I need to do, and you know, have as much fun as I can have. And that's what I did. And I didn't get on here in August because my ass got sick. I remember it was August 20th to be exact. My childhood friend came up here to visit me from Dayton or whatever, and we had a really good time, and we kicked it, we hung out and stuff like that, and we went to a couple of places or whatever, and we was around some people. We went to this spot up at Easton area, basically. Anybody live here in Columbus, they know what Easton, what I'm talking about. We went out to Easton and we had a good time. We was kicking it up there, and no fucking body was wearing a mask at this spot that we went to. Nobody had a fucking mask. I was like literally the only oddball with a fucking mask on, and I didn't give a shit. You know, y'all know me, I don't give a fuck. So everybody was maskless now, but I did take my mask off to talk to a few people, whatever, whatever. So next thing I knew, I would say that was on a Saturday. So that Tuesday, I'm sitting at home and I'm working and shit, and I did have my ear on or whatever. Next thing I know, I felt a little tingle in my throat area, and then my ears was feeling like they were starting to be congested or some shit like that. Next thing I knew, my damn throat was sore. It's fuck, I'm talking about, oh my gosh, it was sore as fuck. I mean, I'm like, oh my, I never had a sore throat like that. So I'm like, oh shit, y'all know what I'm thinking. I'm like, oh shit, did I get the shit? So I took out my little home COVID test or whatever, did that, it came out negative. I'm like, okay, cool. So I continued to take my little, you know, my little go-to meds, like my NyQuils and shit, and the old school Alka-Seltzer, that's my go-to as well. I tried that, and so that didn't work or whatever. And so I said, okay, well, let me try my NyQuil. So I was like, you know, I started doing my NyQuils and shit. So I'm doing all the things that I needed to do, doing my teas and, you know, taking my Ricolas and shit, and it seemed like nothing was helping me. I was like, what in the fuck is going on? So now this is we in week one or two with this. So I even was talking to one of my friends, and I was trying to cuss his ass out. My throat, my voice was gone and shit. I was trying to fuss him out one night, and he was like, you need to shut the hell up. That's, your ass can't even talk. Shut the hell up. I couldn't do nothing but laugh. So, you know, hold on. Okay, so anyway, so... like I said, I had the sore throat and the cough. So I'm like, okay. So we go on to week two. I'll go into week two, and the shit still ain't going nowhere. So I said, fuck it, let me take another damn test. So I took another test. The shit read negative. Okay, cool. So I'm like, what the fuck is going on with me? So then by week four, I went ahead and went to the doctor because I was talking to one of my childhood friends and he called me about some real estate stuff. And so when we were on the phone, he was like, you sound sick. And I was like, I am. I'm just getting over. I'm trying to get over this damn call. Because it seemed like what started happening was I would be okay during the day, but then when it comes to the evening, it start flaring up again, and my throat would just be sore as fuck. Drinking ginger, ginger tea, honey, and lemonade. I'm not lemonade, but lemon. So I'm like, this nothing's helping, nothing's helping. So he was like, you know, he was like, you sound sick, and I was like, yeah, I'm trying to get over this cold. He was like, you need to go to the doctor. He was like, I said, like, but I took two COVID tests and it said negative. He said, I don't mean shit. And I'm like, oh shit. So I go to the doctor and shit. They do a test. It's negative. I'm like, okay, well, good. So, I'm like, well, because he said that he did a home test, but he said his was negative. But then he went to the doctor and he said his was positive. So I'm like, well, what? Why the hell? I'm like, that's interesting, you know. So I was asking my doctor's office about that, and I was like, well, how can a person take a home test and it be negative and then they go to the doctor and it's positive? And they was like, well, evidently that person didn't do it right. They didn't put the damn swab all the way up their nose like they should have. And I was like, okay. So the girl I was talking to, she was like, well, maybe you did yours right and your friend did his wrong. Maybe you should swab his nose. But anyway, so I said, fuck it. I just went ahead and continued to take my meds and stuff and do what I needed to do. And it finally went away. Now, y'all can still hear a little scratchiness in my voice. But trust me, it's a whole lot better than it was because it was terrible, okay? So it was like for 2 or 3 weeks. And I, like I said, it started August 20th. And I was like, I can't get on here talking like this and coughing and shit. So now I just said, fuck it. It's finally been calmed down or whatever, whatever. So I have my microphone out here enjoying this breeze. It's nice outside. I just came from walking. So glad that damn. That's another thing. When I was going through that with my throat and shit, and when I would come outside trying to walk, it's like the air made my throat even worse, y'all. That was a terrible fucking feeling, man, for real. So anyway, but it's over. It's done went or whatever. Where it done went whatever the fuck it went. Well, thank goodness it left my throat. So, but like I said, when I went to the doctor, they was just like, it's just the allergies going on. It's just the season changing. It's just the stuff that's going on or whatever, okay. So I'm like, okay, cool. And, so yeah, that's that. And so anyway, so I'm enjoying this weather. I'm trying to suck it all in while I can, because like I was just telling my mom, like, we probably only got a few more weeks of this nice warm weather stuff, you know? So I'm trying to suck it in. Yeah, but I had a good summer. I will say I did. I went to the Chris Brown concert, went to the Cincinnati Music Festival. I so enjoyed Chris Brown. Oh my God, because y'all know I'm a Breezy fan, because y'all remember back in 2019, his ass was supposed to come here to Columbus, but his ass canceled the day of, and me and my girlfriend, we was pissed. But anyway, so I got a chance to see him. We saw him in Cincinnati this time. So, did that, and what else? I did a lot of little stuff, you know, just a lot of stuff, went to a lot of festivals and stuff, and just enjoyed myself, and so, that was that. So then, as of last week, you know, I had a death in my family, and it's tough, you know, it's really tough. It's a, you know, close family member and everything, and it's just really, you know, we're just dealing with it as a family. We're trying to, you know, process it all and everything. Shit just kind of it's fucked up, you know what I'm saying? It's just a fucked up feeling, you know, and it brings you back to the reality that, you know, life really is short. Nobody's promised tomorrow. You know, death is the only promise that we'll have on this fucking earth. You know what I mean? And it's just like we have to live with that and we have to accept that. And it makes you, it put a lot of things into perspective. It really does. It puts a lot of things into perspective and it makes you just really think about things. And I always say, you know, people be sitting up holding grudges and stuff and being mad at one another, and I say this, you gotta look at it like this. If you call yourself being mad at somebody, a loved one, relative, best friend, whoever, whatever, call yourself being at odds with somebody, y'all not seeing eye to eye, you gotta ask yourself, you know what, if something happened to that person, how would I feel? You know, and if you feel like you feel fucked up, or you be feeling sad, or you be feeling regretful, then that means that whatever the fuck it is y'all beefing about, it's not even worth it. Because even in this situation, when, you know, I'm seeing people coming out, you know, a few family members is coming out, and they like, you know, I wish I could have told her this, I wish I could have told her that, you know. And it's like, that's all fine and dandy that you feel that, but it's like, you could have told her while she was still here, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, it just goes to show you, I feel like we as a people, we get so caught up and tongue tied and hung up in our pride and our ego. And my friend was telling me, he said, that's that shit y'all women be on, you know what I'm saying? And because he and I, we were having a conversation about death as well. He was like, see, y'all women be on that shit where y'all be holding grudges and shit like that. You know, I don't even think it's a woman thing. I think people do it, period. I think a lot of us people, we get caught up in our egos and shit like that. Now, I will say, I am thankful that, you know, with my loved one that just passed and just transitioned, I will say I have no regrets. You know, I'm glad that I spent so much time with her. We exchanged I love yous often. You know, we talked almost daily, you know what I'm saying? So I feel good about that, you know. It just still hurts that, you know, it came to what it came to. She died of cancer, actually, and we were all as a family just hoping and wishing that she would pull, you know, we thought it was going to be okay. She had a rare type of cancer at that, so but we thought that it was going to be okay. She found out exactly this time last year that she had it, and so, like I said, we thought that she was going to pull through and everything, and it just, shit, in the last few months, it's like it started going a whole nother way, man. And it was just, you know, that's another reason why, you know, like I said, I had stuff going on, and I really, you know, sometimes I didn't even feel like talking, you know, on the microphone, you know. But I did miss you guys. I really did miss, you know, coming to talk to you guys. But, you know, sometimes you go through stuff and you be like, man, I don't even feel like talking right now. So that's what was going on or whatever, like some of that. And but like I said, I just feel like, you know, we as people, we have to, and we can't just say it for the time being that, you know, when somebody passes away, whatever, we can't just turn around and say, oh, you know, we got to do better as a family, we got to do better as this and that, we got to do better, you know. Like one of my cousins was like, you know, we got to do better, you know, getting together and stuff like that. And I was thinking to myself, like, it ain't that the family don't get together, because we do. It's just some family members pick and choose which family members they want to get together with, you know what I'm saying? And I know it's not just my family, I'm pretty sure it goes on to other families. You know, you got, you know, this sector of cousins or whatever, they want to just get together with this sector of cousins, and you know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong, my family, we love each other and stuff, but you know, like any other family, you know, our family's not perfect, you know, everybody got their stuff or whatever, whatever. But yeah, so, but it's a lot of love, though. I will say that it's a lot of love, and we all do love each other, you know. So, but it's just, I just think that, like one of my cousins was saying, you know, when she said, oh, we got to do better getting together. People say that every time somebody died, though. Why does it take for somebody to die and have a funeral or whatever? Why does it take for somebody to pass away for family to acknowledge that? So what does this mean? We're going to take each other for granted until somebody died? We're going to take time for granted? I don't take time for granted. You know what I'm saying? I, you know, make sure that I, you know, I reach out to my loved ones. I, you know, I make sure, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm one of those people, I don't want to live with that kind of regret when somebody passed, because I know tomorrow's not promised. You know what I'm saying? I already understand that. I'm one of those people, I don't want to turn around and be regretful and living with the regret of, oh my gosh, I wish I could have, should have, would have. I wish I could have, should have, would have. That's not the song that I want to sing. You know what I'm saying? That's some bullshit. That's regretful. Why do it, you know, when you got time to, why do that? You don't have to do that. You can just take the time now to acknowledge somebody or whatever, or make amends with somebody, whatever it is. Just like, you know, people like to go on Facebook and post their little love letters to this person. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you know, I'm going to miss you, so-and-so, this, that, and the third. And that's all cute and that's all fine and dandy. But you know what? At the end of the day, real talk, to me, that don't mean shit, because that person is not here to even see that shit. You know, and when people do that, I'll be like, that's cool. That's their way of mourning. But let's just be real. That's just for Facebook. That's just for people to see, because at the end of the day, you know, I always wonder, damn, did she or he tell that person that while they were still here? Those are beautiful words, you know, beautiful thoughts. How kindly of you. But did you tell that person that while they was here? That's what matters to me. Bring me my flowers while I'm here to receive them and smell them. Like a young lady I knew, you know what I'm saying, she passed away, she had colon cancer, and that shit, when she posted that shit on Facebook, that shit just really made me sad, because this was last year, this time last year actually. And she was a sweet girl. She, me and her always had a good rapport. And when she posted that, you know, I immediately inboxed her. And I said, now, me and her didn't talk like that, nothing like that. Like, we didn't have each other's phone number, nothing like that. But we knew each other because we used to work together back in the day. And she was always sweet. We always had a good rapport. And so when I saw that shit, I was just really like, oh my gosh, you know. So she, when she posted that, and I told her, I said, you know, damn, I'm so sorry to hear this, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I just told her how sweet of a girl she always was, and how, you know what I'm saying, I always thought she was cool, and how, you know, I just expressed myself to her, and she really appreciated that, you know? And, man, it was just like, man, you know, so, like, I just say, you know, people need to stop taking time for granted, and we got to stop getting so caught up in our egos, you know what I'm saying? We are so fucking ego-driven. We'll sit back and be like, you know, we love this person, but, fuck that, I ain't calling her, fuck that, I ain't calling him, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, for what? It's our ego. We don't want to look like we give a fuck. We don't want to look like we press. We want to look like we win, and we want to look like we're unbothered. That's their word, unbothered. Yes, we love to do. But this is like, but then when that person passed away, your ass is hella bothered. You know, they say the funerals and stuff, that's for the people that still living, because the deceased, they already done transitioned over to glory and they're in a better place. Now you, us, the living, got to sit here and deal with the emotions that come with it, the regret, the disappointment, the depression. Oh my gosh, I wish I could have did this. I wish I had did that. Da, 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 da. You know what I'm saying? That's cool. But hey, listen, I'm just saying, like, people just got to stop taking each other for granted, man. Stop letting the little shit get in between you. And I'm not talking like I'm just so perfect, because I've done it too. I've had, you know, friends or family members that I felt that I was with, or I didn't like the way they did this, or not, or they didn't like the way I did something, and, you know, we may not have been talking or whatever. But I just, man, the more you live, and the more you see the reality that life is not, you know, like, nobody's promised tomorrow, none of that. You know what I'm saying? It's cool. You know, it's like, you, it really do make you, it shapes the way you see things, man. You gotta really, we gotta let go of the bullshit. Like, stop acting like, you know what I'm saying, everything is worth all that. It's because it's not. It's just not. It's mainly your ego and your pride. That's all it really is. So, but yeah, so that happened or whatever. And I'm just still, like I said, trying to process it. And I'm just trying to take it one day at a time. And I'm just trying to, you know, something that I once heard, and I kind of keep to me as well. Like, I think I heard T.I. say it, but it was so true, because he said it's about his sister that passed away. And it's so true, and it actually made me cry when I heard him say it. Because I was at that time dealing with another death, you know what I'm saying? And that really hurt me as well. But this is what I am trying to focus on is, you know, I'm trying to focus on her eternal peace and not focus on my pain. You know, and that's how I feel with my cousin. It's my cousin that passed. So, yeah, you know, it's a lot, you know. It really is. It's a lot. So, yeah, but, you know, life is life, you know, and it's just like, we got to take the bitter with the sweet, you know, and that's the bitter. We don't like to take that. We don't like to accept it. But it's like I said, the more I'm seeing this shit, the way it's going down, it's like, we don't have no choice but to accept it, man. It's like, oh my gosh, you know. And then I found out another guy. Ooh, if y'all hear that, the ambulance. Ooh, like I told y'all, I'm sitting outside on the porch. I got my microphone out here on the porch. But, oh my gosh. Oh gosh, yeah, I live near the damn fire department, y'all. So, but anyway, they're going down the street. So yeah, you know, life is life, and you know, it's just like, oh gosh, we gotta just try to enjoy as much as we can. But you know, and I know people often say, you know, live your life to the fullest, you know, this and that. But you know, at the end of the day, there's always going to feel like something is you're always going to feel like there's something you didn't get to do. I don't think nobody's ever really prepared for death, especially their own death. You know what I mean? I think there's going to always be something in your life that you feel you didn't do. I think the main thing that you should do, though, is reconcile relationships, amend relationships, because to me, that's what really is going to matter. And don't get me wrong, I think fulfilling your dreams and doing the things that bring you joy, I think that's beautiful too. You should do that too. But I also really think that, you know, you should try to, you know, be mindful of how you treat people. How did you treat people? You know, what impressions did you leave on people? You know, did you serve as a light to people, or did you bring darkness and sadness and pain to people? You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta, like, think about stuff like that. Like, I think that stuff matters, you know? I don't care nothing about your status on social media or who you thought you was or what kind of money you made and all that type of shit, you know? How did you bless people? You know, were you a blessing to people? And I ain't talking about financial blessing. I mean, just, you know, just being a blessing in people's lives. You know, did you move people to want to do things? Did you inspire people, you know? Or did you just take from people? Did you just make people's life a living fucking hell, you know? Were you toxic? You know what I mean? Just, you got to think about stuff like that. So, and it's to the point now, it's like, it's not even a thing of people, stuff happening when you in your 70s and 80s. This shit, like, this stuff going down with people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s. And it's crazy. You know, when I say my cousin, I have a lot of cousins. I have a lot of female cousins, especially. And between my mom's side and my dad's side, yeah, I just never know which cousin I'm talking about. But yeah, so I know I'd be like, my cousin, you know, it's different cousins or whatever. But one of my cousins, we were talking, and she was telling me, shit, she's 45 right now. She was just telling me that shit, she's already been kind of like, she already started looking at a plot. You know, I mean, I don't think she got no intentions on going nowhere no time soon. But like, we was talking, like, shit, this shit is crazy. This shit is real. It's like, you got to really start thinking about that. We got to start doing our due diligence and thinking about shit, thinking about our own damn death. And she said she's already looked into some plots for her and her son, because she has one child. And she said, so if she go before him, you know, he'll know where she need to be buried at. And if, you know, vice versa. But like, it's to that point, y'all. It's to that point. So, I'm doing good or whatever. I'm just okay. I'm just taking it one day at a time. You know, it's the only thing I really can do, you know. And, you know, when you lose a loved one, you really do understand the meaning of taking it one day at a time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really do. And, yeah. So, I don't know, y'all. I don't know. So, I just hope that, you know, this is not a... I don't want to make this a sad conversation, you know what I'm saying? I mean, but it's reality. It's fucking reality, you know? So it's one of those conversations that need to be discussed. And, you know, I listened to the interview with Lauren London and Angie Martinez, and Lauren London said a lot of stuff on there that I can agree with, and that I, you know, I have felt my own self. Like when she was saying how Angie Martinez asked her, you know, how does she feel about you know, she was asking her, how does she feel about, you know, when people have, like, you know, sympathy or whatever. I'm sorry, y'all. I was laughing at my neighbor. She was asking Lauren London, how does she feel when people act very sensitive to her or whatever about the whole, you know, Nipsey situation, about Nipsey's passing. And Lauren was saying, she said, you know, she said, I don't mind when it's sympathy. She said, I just don't like when it's pity. And, ooh, I fucking felt that. When people be asking, how you doing? Oh, my gosh. You know, how's your family? Oh, I just can't imagine. And, you know, and like she said the right words. And I thought this, too, like before. Nobody wants to be a part of something that can't nobody imagine. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, it's a lot of things we go through in life that we couldn't imagine. Like, we didn't think we would ever go through, but that's life for you. You know what I'm saying? You never know what the fuck is around the corner. You never know. Like, this whole thing with my cousin, like, this stuff came out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? It literally came out of nowhere. She was just diagnosed last year. She was just diagnosed with cancer last year, this time last year. And like I said, it was a rare type of cancer. And I mean, they can't even tell us how she got it. We don't even know. But, and it's like, it took her so, it's like, it, it, the shit just, it was an aggressive cancer and it spread it so fast. And it's like, man, you know, so what I'm saying is that you don't know what's around the corner. You don't know. Like, hell, we didn't know something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit, that took all of us for, like, it threw us all left field. Like, what? So that's what I'm saying. So when people, and I understand sometimes when it comes to death, people don't know what to say, you know, or people ask a whole lot of questions. Oh my gosh, like, damn, you know, but, you know, you just try to have as much patience as you can with people. But it's like, sometimes, you know, like I said, when she said it, when she just don't really care for it, when it's pity, I feel that. Like, oh my gosh, I just can't imagine. Oh my gosh, how are you? How's your family? You know, we okay. You know, we doing what any other family would do. You know, you got some that's kind of, you know, okay. They taking it and, you know, they kind of trying to deal with it their own way. And then you may have some family members that just ain't taking it well at all. You know what I'm saying? It just everybody handles stuff differently, you know? So, yeah. Yep, we just gotta, you know, we gotta stay in prayer, you know? And I just, like I said, I just found out this other dude that I didn't know him, but I knew of him. He was from my hometown. He was kind of very well known. And he passed away. I just heard he passed away like 2 weeks ago, kind of like a natural cause or whatever. And I'm like, damn. And if I'm not mistaken, he had to be somewhere in his 40s too. And I'm like, damn, you know, this shit just, man, it's just, woo. So yes, we all have to be mindful. And we all got to think about life insurance. You know what I'm saying? I know nobody likes to think about it, talk about it, but it's, hey, that shit is real. That shit is real, man. So, yeah. But I think that's all I wanted to talk about. I know I hadn't, like I said, been on here in a long time. I wanted to just come on here and give y'all an update of what's been going on. I'm glad the damn sore throat is gone. My goodness, because that shit wasn't no joke. And you know what? The worst time to be sick is in the summertime. You know what I'm saying? It really is. Like, oh my gosh. So, that shit got on my nerves. So, yeah. But anyway, so, you know, all is well. I hope you guys are doing well. Oh, excuse me. I hope you guys are doing well. And I'm going to go ahead and, since I've been out here walking and stuff and enjoying this, oh, this is nice outside. I'm about to go in here and take a shower. And, yeah, I will check with you guys later. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and share this podcast, y'all. And, yeah, so, all right, I'll holla.
All right, guys, that's it for today's podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to like and subscribe and follow me on social media. All right, take care.